Welcome to Live Kabbalah's podcast. I'm Rabbi Amichai Cohen. In this interview, I sat down with Rabbi Shalom Mordechai Rabashkin, who spent more than 8.5 years in federal prison as part of his 27-year-long sentence. Now, not getting into the details of exactly what happened over there, but what is certain is Rabbi Shalom Mordechai was able to not just exemplify the teachings of what it means to have emunah, belief, and bitachon and faith, but actually brought it down into what geula, into redemption. And Rabbi Shalom Mordechai spends his days traveling around the world, essentially, teaching people about what emunah is and what bitachon means on a deeper level. So I hope you enjoy this interview, which really sheds light on what the fundamentals of emunah and bitachon are. And if you love what you're listening to, please make sure to check out livekabbalah.com for more. So Rabbi Shalom Mordechai is here with me, and I'd like to ask Rabbi Shalom Mordechai, who had an unbelievable story that you heard about in the introduction, what is emunah, belief, literally translated as a belief, and what does it personally mean to you?
Okay. Emunah, translated into English, would be faith. And faith, by definition, is something that comes from our neshama, from our soul. It's a power that every single yid has that comes from, not from his intellectual capacity, which is logical understanding, but it's the power to be able to grasp and feel. We use the word feel in Shabbat because he can't use understand. Emunah is something which is above that Hashem exists in a manner that is way beyond our intelligence. Our intelligence cannot grasp the greatness of Hashem. And therefore, Hashem gives us the ability, though we have the power of faith, not something which is trivial. Like I understand you call it faith. It's a misused word. Faith is actually a true power which we all have that comes from our godly soul. Our godly soul is able to perceive godliness the same way our mind can perceive logic, because our mind is created in a way that can hook and link into the world of understanding. The same way, our neshama, which is a godly spark, can establish the truth and knows the truth, or sees the truth, or just knows the truth from its very existence, that Hashem is there, that Hashem is with him. So emunah, on a personal level, means not only the understanding that God exists and something removed and far away from him. Emunah would mean because Hashem exists and because Hashem creates me, Hashem gives me my godly soul, therefore Hashem is always with me. There's many psukim, many passages that talk about it. Hashem stands over the Jewish person and looks into his heart and looks into his mind to find out where he's holding. Hashem creates us for a purpose and very much involved in our life. So therefore, when you have emunah, I would say translated practically, emunah automatically leads a person to want to make a connection with Hashem. He would want to do something to connect, because as the neshama descends into this world, there is that hiding that he can't. The neshama doesn't see Hashem. He wants to connect in an open, revealed way. And therefore Hashem gives us the present, the eternal present, which is the Torah and the mitzvahs, which through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, we are able to actually bond and connect to Hashem. Now a mitzvah, by definition, means not only commandment, a mitzvah means connection. So when you do a mitzvah, you're actually expressing your emunah, that you know Hashem exists, that you know that Hashem creates me. And Hashem is, and I want, and therefore I want to fulfill my purpose in life, and I want to connect with Hashem. Well, how do I do that? I can't decide myself how to do that. I know that doing a mitzvah, and I do what Hashem wants me to do, I put on film, I eat kosher, I keep Shabbos, that connects me with Hashem in an internal way. So therefore, if you have a munna, then you will, that will lead you to want to connect with Him through a mitzvah and do a mitzvah with even with sacrifice, self-sacrifice, putting yourself on the side, knowing that the true existence is Hashem.
All right.
And on a practical level, I got to finish here because this is going to lead into the next question, which I'm sure you're going to ask, which is after Aleph, which is Emunah, comes the trust in Hashem. But Emunah also leads a person to always, even in situations where he can't see the revealed good of the situation, something happens to him which is not revealed good, he's struggling with something, he'd like to have it, and or something happens to him which is painful maybe, and something he'd rather not be going through, wondering why, but Emunah would actually lead him to say Gam Zulotev, this is for good, meaning because I know that comes from Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate good. Whatever he does is good. If I know whatever he's doing is good, even though I can't understand it, which comes back to the idea of faith being higher than logical. Even if I don't see how it's good, I know with faith I say Gam Zulotev, this is also for the good.
Okay, so that was Emunah, which is the letter Aleph, and then the letter Beis is Bitachon, which literally stands for trust, and the letter Gimel stands for Geula, right? And you famously said, you know, Aleph Beis leads to Gimel. Yeah. So now, what is Beis? What is Bitachon? And then the lead-up question is going to be, what is the difference, essentially, between Emunah and Bitachon?
Right. So, first of all, Aleph Beis Gimel, Emunah Bitachon, leads to Geula is something we heard from the Rebbe, and you have to just live with it. And Bitachon also means that trust in Hashem means that, and in a certain way, you have to resolve the two. Bitachon actually leads you to something else. When you have a need, you have something you actually need, Hashem wants you, Hashem commands you, to trust Him that He will do for you in that which you trust Him to do. So if you have, let's say, for example, you trust Him to... you have a need. You have a need for livelihood. To make a parnasa, and
for health,
or for shidduch, for finding your marriage mate, and anything you need. So you want to have children. So in a situation where you have a need, again, together with the understanding, whatever you're going through is coming from Hashem, and therefore whatever you're going through is a good that you can't understand. So you say Gam Zulotava, but together with that, Hashem wants you to trust Him to give it to you and give you that which you need in a way that you can see is good also. So how do you resolve the two? It seems to be contradictory. Here you're saying in Emunah, it's Gam Zulotava, Hashem knows what's best for me, and therefore whatever's happening is going on is good for me. And Bitachon is a trust, again, you're trusting Him. Trust in Hashem means you pray with complete trust that Hashem will. You daven to Hashem, you pay to Hashem, that He will give you that which you need to have. You're trusting, you need money, you're trusting Hashem will give you the money that you need to pay your bills and to buy the food you need. So how do you resolve the two? Is it that whatever Hashem does is good and you accept it as being the best thing for you? Or are you supposed to have a tachon, which is you want Hashem to give you that good which you understand is good? And then and that's easily really resolved also by understanding a mun of a tachon. In that once something happened already, if it's something in the past, then you know by that, since Hashem does everything, it's by divine providence that it happened, Hashem is the ultimate good, so that's the best thing that happened for you. That's good, comes to the table. And it couldn't and then therefore, once something happened, it couldn't happen any other way. Bitachon means today, you woke up in the morning today, and Hashem gave you life. The source of all life is Hashem, God. And Hashem is happiness, and Hashem. So Hashem gives you the life and happiness to start the day. Hashem wants you to trust Him that today, from now on forward, Hashem will give you that what you need to sustain you, to give you the health you need, and give you. And the bitachon itself is a very powerful. It's not just a passive idea. It's not just good thinking. It's bitachon is actually the vessel when you're trusting in Hashem and getting closer to Hashem, and knowing that it's only Him that can help you. That itself brings that good that you're looking for Him to give you. So that's why there's a saying which goes, think good, it will be good. Now, think good is not just positive thinking. Positive thinking is something which people try to say that it does for you, but that's in the world of creation. Betochen is connecting with Hashem. Hashem is above creation. Even a situation where there's no way to be helped, but a person who trusts in Hashem, Hashem is not limited in any creation. The thinking good and the saying think good will be good actually means you're thinking good because Hashem, you're trusting Hashem to give you that good. That's why you're thinking good. You're thinking good because you know Hashem will give you what you're asking Him to do. How do you know? Hashem tells you. We have a need, trust in Him to give it to you. So that's why you're thinking good. So if you're not afraid and you give yourself over with a total devotion to Hashem through doing mitzvahs, and you give yourself over to Hashem in a way knowing that only He can help you and there's nobody else that can help you, then Hashem tells us He works back the same way with us. You connect with Hashem, you give yourself over to Hashem, knowing only He can help you, then He helps you in what you need. So betachon is way, way beyond, if you want to put it, positive thinking would be about creation. Betachon is actually talking about the Creator. Betachon means connecting with the Creator. Creation is limited. Maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't get it. A person is very limited. When you connect to the Creator, then everything is connecting to the unlimited power of Hashem, going to give you anything you need to have, and your mitzvah, fulfilling this mitzvah, actually gives you that power. Myself personally, I went through a hard test, and I was in a place called prison for many years, and thank God Hashem freed me in a very, very wondrous way. The President of the United States gave me a pardon, or clemency, whatever it's called, and suddenly they wanted me to sit in prison, God forbid, for 27 years, and then suddenly, after eight and a half years, the door opened up and I was told, go out. The President of the United States of America decided he wants to free me. Now, that's a miracle right there. But I would get up every morning. I'd get up every morning in this very, 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 very depressing state of being in a cell. And I committed myself to think good, to do what Hashem wants me to do, to look at the Torah, how to go through life, how to address a challenge in life, and understand the challenge itself is from Hashem and Gamzul Teva. So the fact that I was the day before I was in a place called prison, I said Gamzul Teva, and this is actually the best thing happened to me. And for yesterday, I felt with a complete faith that this is the best thing, and thank you, Hashem. But then I woke up in the morning, and Hashem gave me a day of life. I knew that Hashem wanted me to get up in the morning with a faith, with a trust in Him that He will help me go home. And then, what did I do? It prompted me to say Tehillim. I said Tehillim every single day, and I try to do mitzvahs. I try to teach other people. It prompted me to get closer to Hashem. And then finally the day came, and I was wondrously freed. So that's Aleph Beis. So based on the Emunah, together with the Emunah, that everything is for the best, we also have to have the trust Hashem will give a good that we can also see. Hashem wants us to live a good life. Hashem loves us. Hashem wants the best for us. But we have to do that effort in davening and learning so that our work gets put in. So our betachon is our emphasis, work in it. And then that goes to Gimel, which is Geula. And that brings you to Geula. The Geula Prati, like I said to you before, that Munah Betachon, because betachon is a very powerful tool to bring the blessings down that you need. So you get your own personal geula, and then you get to the geula klali, the general geula we all need. But they're getting closer to Hashem through a very long, bitter exile. But we know we're going through exile, and we see Hashem is always with us. And through all the tribulations, Hashem has always been with the Jewish people and helping us to survive. And that should strengthen our betachon that Hashem will fulfill His promise to us. And it will bring the geula. But we have to ask for Hashem. We have to trust in Hashem. He will be the geula. We have to say, we want Mashiach. We want Mashiach now. And we can't wait anymore. We have to. And that alone helps hasten and bring the geula. We have to get our geula klali with Mashiach even right away now.
So how do you understand exactly the idea of what redemption is, of what geula is?
I think redemption is something anybody can relate to. Yeah, wait a minute. I'll tell you what it means. When you're boxed in, any challenge a person has, any doctor person is a limitation. He could put himself in the box. If you want, and most people do that.
Mitzrayim.
Yeah. So redemption means being able to pick yourself up above it. Your very, very physical existence is a limitation.
Yeah.
And I guess we can talk about it a different time, but living with your neshama, when you do a mitzvah, you actually pick yourself up above your physical existence, and you attack it, pick yourself up, and you bring, and that's how you actually bring the geula. And that, in a big sense, when the whole world will be like that, that's when Mashiach comes. But every single day, we have our own redemption also. We have a problem. You need redemption, your problem. Hashem should redeem every single person from his problem. We daven, Baruch Aleinu, bless us, Hashem, Feinu Hashem, Hashem, heal us. And we all need it. And Hashem gives it to us. Hashem, we have to know that it's only He that can give it. We cannot a lot of trusting Hashem also means to trust that only He can do it, not to think that's going to help me, that will help me. If any good is happening, it's all Hashem is making it all happen. So we always direct Him, our thanks only to Him. We never attribute any power to anybody else. It's all part of the Emunah in one God. And this all is the very vessel which draws down the blessing that we need.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. And can you share one idea or one story, personal story, on how these two aspects, Emunah and Bitachon, lead to Geula?
Well, I just share with you that when you have Emunah, that everything Hashem is doing is coming from Hashem, then you don't become overwhelmed by the circumstances that will try to frighten you and other people having power. Along with that, you know that Hashem trusts. So you instead of pulling, of course, when a person goes into a problem, he sometimes seems like he pulls away from the truth of Hashem, right? Just because of what's happening. So the idea is forget. When you have a challenge, you get closer to Hashem. I had a situation, for example, when I had to, some of those situations where they wanted me to take off my yarmulke and tzitzis. And I realized that this is a challenge I have to overcome right away because I have to be connected to Hashem. So I was very, very strongly demanding it. I can't move without it. And there's a whole story I can't get into right now. But at the end, if it's staying strong that I need it and I can't move without it, they ultimately, within a few hours, Hashem heard my prayers. Because if one of those things happened, they actually gave it back to me, and without anybody having to intervene on my behalf. So I saw constantly when you have a challenge, knowing that whatever is good, the challenge, the world was created to help a Jew. So when you're being challenged, it's not that the challenge really exists. It's only for you to realize, no, the challenge is only a facade. It's only a fake. Because the real power is Hashem, Hashem. If I bring out the energy, the power of my neshama, that I want to do Hashem's mitzvah, Hashem then comes in and helps me do the mitzvah.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shaul Mordechai. And may we all experience the personal and collective geula.
Amen.
Now.